Well, I was going to talk to you about Daniel today. Obviously, I don't want to impede upon your time. So we'll save that for another time. But I want us as a church family, I mean, what we saw before us today and how God works is an amazing thing. He works in the life of a child. I know that the Word of God told us about Jesus' encounter with children and how the disciples tried to keep them away. And Jesus said, "Let the little children come unto me." And that is a testimony to me of the kind of man that he was. He was gentle and he was compassionate. He was convicted. He was a person who was willing to challenge others by what he said and what he did. And I am grateful for that. You know, a lot of times we talk about this idea of eternity is changed by an event that happens in the life of a child. Eternity is changed. And God is happy. God is happy to see his children coming unto him. Not always with that sense of reverence, but calling unto him as a child would, as a child does. And I think a lot of times we can learn from those experiences in our life where we are pushed to do something that we don't normally do. But by God's grace, we are pushed to that point to do exactly what he wants for us to do. And so I am very, very thankful to them for their willingness to share. For you as parents, you know, I mean, it is a great thing to hear a counselor talk about, you know, you've got great kids. You need to soak that in. Thank the Lord for that. I mean, I thank the Lord every day for my kids. Even though they've grown to be adults and they're all married, I am grateful for them. I'm grateful that God has placed them in my life, that God has given me the opportunity to raise them in his ways, and I am grateful for that. I hope you are too. I hope you are grateful for that opportunity, because we can learn a lot from our kids. I could tell you story after story today of how my kids have taught me. Have taught me about life, about relationships, and about my relationship with God. They have helped me to see a different aspect of who he is and what he has done. So I want for us to just take a few minutes today to pray and to thank the Lord for the blessing of children that he has placed in our life and that he has given to us. So let's pray together. Lord, we are very thankful for your creative power. Thank God, each and every person that is here today is not the same as the person sitting next to them. They are different because you created them different. And you gave them talents and abilities. And you are forming them and shaping them to become exactly who you desire for them to be. So, Lord, I want to pray for our kids that went to camp. I pray that, Lord, you will keep going what you started. What you started in their lives, what you started in their families, what you have started in our church family. God, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. I thank you for blessing our church family with these kids. I thank you for blessing our church family with a kindness and a generosity that allows as many as possible to go to camp. I am grateful, Lord, for the people who made an investment to go to camp. I thank you, God, that you are at work in the life of our church. And God, you are doing great and wonderful things. And Lord, just like we were about to talk about in Daniel's life, Daniel was a teenager, most believe, when he was taken. Lord, that is a testimony to us that you can use anybody, anywhere, anytime for your purpose when their heart is surrendered to you and their life is given to you. You do great things, life-changing things, world-changing things through the life of children. And Lord, we are grateful for that reality. We pray that in the days ahead, that we will continue to see the fruit that you bore in the life of these kids and adults that went to camp. And we pray, O Lord, for you to use that event in the life of our church in a powerful way to change us and to help draw us closer to you. Lord, we love you and we thank you for this time today. Thank you, Lord, that we can hear things that have gone on in the lives of these kids. We pray that you would bless this time. And Lord, as is always our prayer, if there is anyone here today who does not know you, I pray that they would not miss what your word says. Your word makes it very clear that we can't come unto you unless you draw us. And we thank you, Lord, that by grace you have saved us. You have saved these children. And God, you are going to do a powerful work through them for your glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we are so thankful that you are here today. Thankful for what God did in the lives of kids. And we have another big event, Vacation Bible School, that's coming in the month of July. And hope that you can be a part of that and see what God does. So, Gabe, you come. Let's stand together and sing this last song.